Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the third decade of the 21st century with the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, now in our 24th year. Having a great visit with Gordon Chang. Check him out, folks, on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later, at Gordon G. Chang there on Twitter. Hey, Gordon, thanks again for being here. And by the way, folks, I know many of you see his handsome face on television all the time. Gordon, one of the things that I try to point out to people is in America, we have a system of liberty. We have a concept of liberty, an ideal. Freedom is from God, but liberty is a contract that we give to each other based on the founding principles of our country. And we wander around with each other, dealing with each other inside of that ideal, and it works great. But what we can't be naive about is that our system also works to the advantage of the devil, of evil, of people like the Communist Party of China, like people who are other parts, our enemies, who mean us harm. They're able to take to our court system even and sue us, the country or countries or individuals or companies, to make us comply with things that in most other countries they'd never be able to get away with. My point is, are we in an era where we can't be naive about the evil forces that are out there that are actually using our system against us? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have an open system, and that's the strength of America. But it also is a weakness, because it means that our enemies can come and publicize things, establish cable shows, which is what China does, mm-hmm. sell newspapers on street corners. We couldn't do those in China. For instance, American apps are not allowed in China, but China's apps are allowed in the U.S., including
TikTok. That's the thing. Why don't, to me, isn't that the litmus test right there, Gordon, that we say, okay, let's see what we can do, what China does here, and let's see if we can do those things over there. And if we can't, then let's draw the line there. Isn't that where the naivete line is drawn?
Yeah, I mean, what we should be doing is we should not be allowing China to do in our country what we cannot do in China, as a general principle. Now, I took the example of TikTok, which is the wildly popular video
right.
sharing. China's been using...
No redeeming social value, by the way. Go ahead.
to inflame American public opinion. And actually, the Chinese military used TikTok to incite riots in the United States. Mm. Radio Free Asia reports that an intelligence unit of the People's Liberation Army based themselves in the now-closed Houston consulate. And there they used big data and artificial intelligence to identify Americans likely to participate in Black Lives Matter and Antifa protests, and then through TikTok sent them videos on how to riot.
How is that not a World War III attack on us? It is, isn't it?
It certainly is an attack on us. And the Trump administration, to its credit, closed the Houston consulate. But unfortunately, TikTok is still operating in the U.S. President Trump's trying to close it down. But he needs to be more vigorous. He's got more power that he can exercise. And whether he's in office for 3 more weeks or whether he's in office for 4 more years, he can do something about TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, as we wrap up the hour, Gordon, do you think that the Chinese contributed to the way the election went?
Yes, they absolutely interfered in the election. And they did that through their troll operations, one of them called Spamouflage Dragon, relentlessly attacked the president on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.
You think they changed the result? How much of a factor do you think they were in the result? The electoral result as it stands now.
because the result was so thin margins in some critical states. So, yes, they could have changed it. I mean, we'll never know the answer to that question. But it, whether they changed the result or not, they shouldn't be in our country able to do things they did.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Gordon, keep up the good work. Your honest and sensible reporting is very important, and we hope you'll come back soon.
I certainly will. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you. Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, on Twitter, @GordonGChang. Don't forget to put the G in the middle there. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.